Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello,
Steven.
Hello. Hey.
Good morning. It's Honey from Locals West. How are you?
I don't feel well today, actually.
Oh. Would you like me to call you some other time?
Yeah.
Are you resting today?
No, I'm good. I just don't feel good.
Are
but
you sure?
Whatever.
Oh, do you have, like, colds or a fever?
Nah, I think I'm just overworked, underpaid.
Oh, I wish I could help you on that one.
Yeah.
But anyways, yeah, David, I'm just checking in with you because if you could remember, we spoke about your Google Verified campaign, right? And then we agreed that I'll be checking in with you to see if you're ready to pay for the activation budget or are we going to move the schedule?
Yeah, let's move the schedule. So when is my next payment for Google Slash or Local Slash due, and what is that going to be?
So your next billing would be on March 26th, and that's going to be $2.99.
And that's $2.99 a month, every month, moving forward.
Yeah, that's the one that has your monthly bill. Every 29th of the month, 26th of the month for $2.99.
Yeah, but, like, see, I gave you guys access to my Facebook page. You guys haven't been doing any posting, but do you remember whenever I gave access to that whole 100-and-something photos, and then I asked for it to be broken down because they just posted the whole folder? And instead of, you know, taking 2 or 3 pictures and posting every week, something every week. I mean, I just kind of, I'm not real happy about that, just to be honest with you. So no social media has been being done. We talked about, you know, getting the Yelp campaign running and doing something on that. And I guess it's been 3 months and we haven't done anything on that.
Let me go ahead and clear on the one. For Facebook, we are running ads, but we actually don't do Facebook management. So those are different things. We run ads for you, that's Facebook ads. But for the Facebook posting, it is actually something that we don't do because that's Facebook management. But we
I need to get somebody else to do that. Okay. I understand. I thought we talked about some Facebook posts. It's okay. So what about the Yelp campaign? Are you guys supposed to be helping me with that, or do I need to get somebody else helping me with that?
For Yelp, that is one that we are optimizing, but optimization is different from ads campaign as well.
Okay. So do you have access to the Yelp?
Let me pull it out very quick just to confirm. If you'd like some ads campaign on Yelp, we can certainly do that for you. But let me go ahead and check here.
Yeah, I mean, I can't spend my whole budget on advertisement and then lose my business over advertisement. You see what I'm saying? Like, I'm a small company. I mean, if I could afford it, I would just pay you guys all kind of money to do all kind of stuff. You know what I mean? I can't go out of business because of advertisement. You know what I'm saying? Some days I make good money, and other days I don't make nothing. But I've only been in business for, 90 days or a little bit more? And I'm putting all this stuff by myself. I didn't get no loan. I didn't, everything came out of my pocket. And I had terminal cancer. I had terminal cancer 5 years ago. So, like, I absolutely had nothing, So, I'm doing the best I can. I don't need anybody to, like, feel sorry for me or nothing, but, like, I'm out here working hard, paying money, and trying to make it go, you know what I'm saying? It's gonna happen. I can't bite off more than I can chew on. I want to be successful.
I perform.
You know?
Okay. Here's what I will do for you, Steven, okay? Yeah, I understand the current situation that you are in right now. Let me see. Okay. With your subscription, you are actually paying $199 for SEO, and then we'll have $100 budget for Facebook ads.
We did what now?
The $299, that's actually broken down to $199 for SEO, and then $100 for the Facebook ads campaign. So here's what I will do. Okay. I'm going to go ahead and give you a discount. All right. We don't usually give this one, but I mean, I've heard, I understand the struggles that you are currently facing in, and I really wish this could actually help. But okay, instead of paying the $199, I'm going to bring it down to $149. So your monthly bill will become $249 instead of $299.
No, you're awesome. Thank you for the help.
No problem. It's the least that I can do for you, but I really hope it helps.
Yes, ma'am. I'm trying to work with you all, and I, you know, I've been okay with everything. I just, I'm not a, my company just started, and I'm not making a lot of money. Like I said, some days I make money, and then some days it's crazy. It's crazy. You know, it costs me money to go to work, but, you know, I'm learning. Some of the guys that I got, some things they can do, and some things it just ain't worth putting them on because I wind up losing at the end of the day. But I'm finding some more talented help as well, but that costs more money too. That costs more money too, but it's funny because I feel like all the money goes in the bank and then goes out the other end somewhere, and I gotta say, man, where did it all go?
Don't worry. I'm going to go ahead and make sure that I give you this discount. So I really hope this really would help you.
Yes, ma'am. And so yeah, we're not doing the Yelp campaign, right?
No, because it will actually cost you, if we do, we optimize it, but if we go, we're going to go ahead and run ads, it's going to cost you additional money.
I understand. I don't think I've got like one job offer the Facebook ads yet. So, but I've been getting awesome Google reviews. Everybody's been giving me 5-star reviews. So, I've been trying to get as many as I can. Some people won't give me a Google review. They'll only give me a Yelp review. So I don't know what's up with that. I don't know if there's a way I can pull them Yelp reviews off and put them on my Google. Because if I decide not to pay Yelp no more, they take everything off. You know? That's not good. I don't like that, but whatever. You know? We're going to make it happen.
I'm sorry, could you kind of repeat that? It's me?
Yeah, so like, whenever it's a, so like, I get 5-star reviews on Yelp, but, because, like, the people, they don't want to do Google for some reason. Some of them on Yelp, they're like, nah, I don't want to give you a review on Google. We'll give you one on Yelp, and then, but if I decide I don't want to pay Yelp anymore, then all that stuff goes away, I think.
In Google?
Yelp is,
like,
yeah, it takes. Yeah,
no, they take everything. No, don't worry. I mean, if, say, for example, time will come, you feel like you don't, let's say, you would like to cancel with us. No, we will not take whatever that is built in your Google listing. In fact, we will give you access to your Google listing. We will give it to you because you're the owner. You're the business owner. You own it. We just have to do the setup.
Yeah. That's good, though, but, like, you know, It's different. I don't know what's up with them. I don't think I like. That's why I want to get the website going so I can get away from Yelp. Do you know what I mean? Because it'll be mine, and then I don't have to worry about Yelp no more. Because, and it's weird. They won't. So they got an app too, but it's not bad. But like I can't. So I got two phones. I got a business phone and a personal phone, and everything was set up on my personal phone, and now I can't call from my business phone. And another thing about Yelp These telemarketers are getting my phone number off of Yelp, and I get like 25 phone calls a day, and I get mad about it. I was like, look, bro, I don't need what you're selling. I got Local Splash. I got Angie's. I don't need what you're selling. I got people already. I don't need you. You know, it's like, stop calling me. You know what I mean? I got people already. So, but it's, I don't know. I did do that Robo Blocker, but it's not helping. You ever use Robo Blocker?
No, I don't. I haven't used that one.
Yeah. I don't know what to do about these spam calls I'm getting. But they're not calling me off my website. So.
That is actually normal, to be honest with you. But if you don't have the, remember we actually removed the call tracking from you as per your request, because if we have that removed, then you will really have like a lot of marketing calls because.
Mm-hmm. But I got it go over on my business phone, and then I got that thing where it makes you say for Apple who you are, and then if mm-hmm. they're talking trash, I don't answer it, you know. So it, I think I got a spam blocker for it.
So that's why. Okay,
yeah.
I understand.
Yeah. Maybe one day if you get the app working a little better, maybe we'll try it next time, 6 months or something or whatever. I don't know, because it just wasn't working very well for me for some reason. Do you have any other complaints out of it, or is it just me?
With the application?
Yeah.
No, usually, I mean, there are some that they would tell, like for example, they are having trouble hearing. Usually it's more on, connection issues, but so far we've had great feedback with we've had great feedback with the app.
Maybe we'll try it later, I don't know. But for now, I'm okay. I need to get signed into that Google Workspace and start using that. They told me Google Workspace whenever I started doing it, when we started with Local Fast, and I never even used it yet.
But, so. I know why you haven't used it.
I haven't thought about it. I really haven't had time. I've been out here working. I don't have like a whole lot of full-time employees. I got like one guy that's full-time and me, and we, like, my coverage area is so big, he goes one way and I go the other way. You know?
So maybe
this time next year I have some more time to sit down and actually, you know, I don't know. But I don't think I had a day off in the past 3 weeks. That's probably why I don't feel good, whatever. So, but it's okay. I'm gonna sit down and go do some paperwork today. So it'll be kind of, I got to do it today, because if I don't, I'm gonna lose the quotes or the jobs. I got to send these people some estimates.
Okay, that is good to hear, Steven. But like I mentioned to you, Ken, I'm gonna go. I have already brought down your billing. So instead of $199 for the SEO, you're gonna pay $149 only for that. So your billing for March 26th will be $249, and then also for your Google Verified campaign, I'm gonna try to contact you again next month. Let's just see how things are going. Maybe by then, you know, you could. Who knows? By then, you were able to close a very big project, and we can start the Google Verified campaign for you. All right.
Yeah. Maybe by then I'll have made some good money and have it in the budget for the Google campaign.
Mm-hmm. Okay, perfect. Let's go ahead and do that. I'll talk to you next month, okay?
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Ben. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.